and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. Welcome. If you're listening live, it's about 11 a.m. Pacific time on the 23rd of January. Can you believe it? This month is running away with us already. Here we are. I want to let you know that we're over in the chat room. You can find me by heading over to 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. And you'll see my banner there at the top of the page. You're welcome to chat with me there. I'll have my eyes on it. I also want to let you know that I am live streaming this event, and you can find that by heading over to YouTube or Facebook and look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic, and you'll find the live stream. So I'm happy to have you one way or the other. I want to welcome everybody into the chat. So 12 Radio is fully back this week. I know it's like I never left. I didn't listen and misunderstood. It's all my fault, but I never took downtime this month because I didn't understand what was happening. It's my own fault, but it's fine. Here we are, and I'm just happy to be here. Okay. I've just brushed my teeth, and now I'm drinking cranberry juice. So anyway, that's not any sense of liking yourself much. Hey, Pamela, good to see you. Sherry, Renee, Tiff, good to see you guys. So, and thank you, Renee. What did you think of the new banner, the new intro? I think it was too fast, so I think I'll go slow it down a little bit. But I really like the aesthetic. I really like, they used to call it like boho or boho chic, right? And now they call it cottagecore. I really like the cottagecore motif. I'm all about it. So I think the new intro is kind of I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but it feels cottagecore meets steampunk kind of. I like it. I hadn't played it until we got on the show because I literally just finished it. And I think I'm going to slow it down. I think the pages scrolled through too quickly. Otherwise, I think it's okay. I have, to be honest, like for the last year, been using that same one I've been using for years and thinking, come on, man. It's time for something new. The date shows August 23rd on today's YouTube Live. It does. That's so weird. Did I do that? My God, Sid, I did that. What? I got 2024 right, but I got January all wrong. Good Lord. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that doesn't surprise me a lot. But here we are. That's so funny. Good Lordy. Okay, well, we are having an interesting week energetically because we are again experiencing huge solar storms, and which is going to bring or has brung more northern lights. We're getting more northern lights in the U.S. right now than any time in, I don't know if it's recorded history, but like, we're getting more now than we may have ever had. It's wild. We have had them where I live, but I was out of town that weekend. How rude is that? A couple of times when I've been in Montana, they were having them, and we drove way out into the middle of nowhere to try and see them and didn't get a chance to see them. Mars has seen them, however, up in Montana. But anyway, are you guys getting to see them? Do you guys live where you see them at all? I think it's pretty cool. But thank you, Renee. I appreciate that. Yeah, we'll give it a go next week and see if we like it better. At any rate, so I think, but when the solar flares like that happen, big solar storms, sometimes it really dysregulates people here on planet Earth emotionally. So pay attention to that. Already I'm seeing some big anxiety in some of my clients. And I think that there's a, hi, Kylie. I think there's definitely some space here for us to evaluate that a little bit. Think hard about it before getting too triggered, if possible. I know it's hard. And when the collective feels anxious, the empaths feel much more anxious. So I think probably moreover, it's just a reminder that your anxiety is frequently lying to you, and to really consider what the anxiety is about, if it's coming up for you. And then add that to a real kick-ass full moon coming up in a couple of days. I'm actually super excited for this full moon. It feels good to me so far. Feels really magical. Feels kind of like a reset. So I'm going to take it as that and party with it so that we're, feeling good with the full moon and not getting our asses kicked. Is that why your dog's chewing everything? Could be. Actually, I think your dog's chewing everything because of a tooth issue. But it could be that there's some anxiety coming up in your dog too. But I would really check that mouth out good. Oh, Renee said it was too cloudy there to see the northern lights. Pamela said, anxious is my jam. I know. I was born of worriers. I don't think I really understood until I was older just how anxious my grandma was. Honestly, she's one of the most anxious people I've ever met. In hindsight, but as a kid, I didn't realize that. But then they just said she was a worrier. I can remember my uncle saying things like, grandma would worry, she'll worry if there's nothing to worry about, you know, like just keying in on her worry, but actually it was anxiety, like serious anxiety. Now I understand that, but I come from a line of them. I think just as an empath and a mom, there's just a lot of worry, you know, professional worriers. But I also think when you recognize maybe, you know, what external factors are happening that could be adding to that, it just helps to negate it a little bit. Hey, Quelly, thank you. But yeah, so anyhow, interesting week, interesting energetic week. Oh, Tara said, I love Boho Cottagecore. My messenger has a cottagecore theme. Nice. I love it. Hey, Evelyn. We'll get to some readings. I'll happily look into that for you. Denise, you too. Hey, Maureen. Thank you, Quelly. Me too. Okay. All righty. Well, let's keep moving here. I wanted to open us up with a little singing bowl clearing. I think we could all really use it. Oh, Tara says, chewing because he has a tooth issue, or a tooth issue because he's chewing everything. No, chewing because he has a tooth issue. I feel like there's something bothering him that he's trying to work on with the chew. Okay, let's get a singing bowl going here. So, I feel like right now is a time where a lot of people are, like I said, feeling kind of anxious. I feel like the empaths are taking on a lot. So, let's do a singing bowl clearing first. Let's just do a clearing. So, I'm going to play the bowl. And I'm going to ask you to just sit with it, breathe, and allow the frequency of the singing bowl to help release anything you're carrying that's not yours, anything you're carrying that's not serving your highest and best good. So I'll just play and let you guys breathe. Kylie, you're anxious too. Yeah, it's kind of an epidemic right now. So, but let's see how much we can... Ooh. I let the anxious dog stay in here and thought I was going to do singing bowl work. That's not going to happen. I'm going to have to get rid of him. Come on. You got to go. Come on. I'm so sorry, you guys. Hold on, and I'm going to do that so we can do our work. Okay, sorry about that. Rico will not stand for the singing bowls. All righty, here we go. So again, we're just going to breathe with the bowl. We are going to allow the frequency of the singing bowl to just immerse you and help to get rid of, help to just absorb any and all energy you're carrying that is not yours or that is not serving your highest and best good. Okay. That feels good. I felt a nice release, both in my heart chakra and in my root. So hopefully that was a nice shift for you guys too. Just, I think this can be a great week. I think this can be a really psychic week, a powerful spirituality based week. But we have to be able to blast through that so that we can actually focus on the things that matter. So there we are. Let's see. Just jumping into the other chat room here quick. Evelyn said, yeah, she's feeling anxious too. Suzanne's got anxious clingy dogs with her today as well. My poor little Rico, he's been like this for a long time, and any kind of weird like beep or sound that he doesn't like, he loses his mind. When I watch like anything on TV or TikTok or anything, I would much rather just hear the expletive than the beep because the beep will ruin his life. Chris said, it took me decades to perceive my unexplainable anxiety as a gift. It's a heads up, early warning system to pay the attention. Yeah. Yeah. Very true. And Chris, I'm really glad that you can see it that way. And hopefully, so let me ask you then, when you recognize, okay, this is a heads up, I need to pay attention, I need to understand what's going on, then can you release that? Then can you release that anxiety, or does it continue to drive a hole in you? I'm curious. I no judgment either way. I just am curious how the management of it has gone. Okay. I'm thinking let's get Luminous up because there's a bunch in there I wanted to talk about. So if you subscribe, then you've already received Luminous in your inbox this morning. But of course, this is the magazine that I publish with some help from my friends here in the 1-2 family. And there's a lot going on. Okay. I just had to do mountains with the full moon theme, you know, because of the full moon and all. But I really love I love this theme a lot. So I can see the Tetons, the Teton Mountain Range, which is where I was born. I was born at the base of the Tetons, but where I live now, on clear days, you can still see the Tetons beautifully. And then Scott does inspections up in that area, like at the base of the Tetons, quite a bit. And I always ride with him because that is going home for me. And it's just one of the most magical places in the world. So anyway, right now I'm really feeling the pull of the Tetons. And already feeling like I cannot wait for spring. I can't wait for the grizzly bears to come out of hibernation. I can't wait for all of that good stuff to be going on. Yeah. Hey, Tay. Okay. So I did call the magazine this week, The Moon Made Me Do It edition. Because we'll probably all be saying that by the end of the week. So I got this weekend, one of the things I got for Christmas was season tickets to Boise State basketball. I love college basketball. And the Boise State men's team, I follow the women too, and they've been kicking ass this year. But the men, I love them. And I follow them every year as much as humanly possible. But I don't go to games in person very often. I mean, it is a 5-hour drive from us. But at any rate, Scott and Matea this year bought me season tickets for 4 of us. So that Scott and I can go down and go, and the kids can go with. And so the first couple of games after Christmas, I was unable to go to weather. And then, you know, last week I was sick. But I was determined to make the game on Saturday because it was really like one of their bigger games this year. And we went, and it was so much fun, and they won by 1 point. So it was a really intense, wild game. And I was just happy to be there. It was so much fun. So I can't wait to go back. But yeah, bucket list stuff for me. So that's pretty cool. What an awesome gift. All right. For my musings this week, I put together several candle spell ideas for the new moon or for the full moon. The full moon is such a good time to do magical stuff. And candle spells, candle magic, we've talked about it lots of times, but candle magic is easy. It's an easy way to manifest, it's an easy way to work on things that you want. And it's easy. It's not such a hard one to do that you feel like you're not qualified, right? So here are several abundance or candle magic spells for you to consider. For abundance, use a green candle. You could also use a gold candle if you'd rather. Green candles are, you know, somewhere around 25 to 50 cents a piece, depending on where you buy them. Gold candles are going to be upwards of $3 or more. So that's up to you if you want to use gold or not. Take a sharp little carving knife and carve symbols or words that represent wealth and prosperity into the candle. That could be a single word, or it could just be a dollar sign, or it could be more specific to you. That's totally up to you. And then light the candle and focus on your intentions for financial abundance. And while the candle burns, just visualize your manifesting goals. Visualize yourself on that trip, or driving that car, or working that job, or whatever abundance you're trying to attract to yourself. And give yourself a chance to feel some gratitude and express some gratitude for the prosperity that you already have and more prosperity coming in. And as always, let the candle burn completely down. You can dispose of the remains in nature as a symbol of returning that energy to the universe. You can also just hang on to them if there are any remains. Sometimes there's not. Sometimes those candles burn like really perfectly clean. Hopefully they will. That's the goal, but it depends on the brand. And it also depends on your environment. How drafty is the room? How fast did the candle burn? Things like that. Okay, for love. You're looking for a pink or a red candle. Carve your name onto the candle, as well as any qualities you seek in a partner. If you can't fit those things all onto the candle, you can also just write things down on a piece of paper and burn them with the candle while it's burning down. Either way, the goal is, or the idea is, to release your intentions out to the universe. So certainly more than one way to do that. Do some relationship visualization. And again, let the candle burn completely down. For healing, and choose a blue candle or a white candle. Carve symbols of healing or specific ailments you want to address onto the candle, or again, write it on a piece of paper. Light the candle. If this is for someone else, light the candle and then focus on sending healing energy to someone else or to yourself. This is a good time too to do some reflection work, which is reflecting back to other people, them being whole. It's a great practice in healing work, especially with people that are gravely ill, to hold space for them being healthy and in a good space or back to their state of health or well-being. And then, of course, let the candle burn all the way down. And then a releasing spell. Black candle. Black candles help to absorb lower vibrating energies and transmute them into light in the candle flame. So again, carve words or symbols that represent what you want to release, or write it on a piece of paper that you burn. Light the candle and meditate on letting go of burdens and negativity. I really like the visualization here of having a basket or a pile of rocks in front of you and throwing those rocks into a pond or a stream or the ocean or a river. So you're picking up the rock and saying, okay, this rock is anxiety, and you throw it out. And you pick up this rock and say, okay, this rock is smoking, or, you know, whatever you're trying to release and let go of, or this rock is my anger, or this rock is hate, or whatever it is that you don't want to carry anymore. And then you throw that rock out into the water. Now, it's awesome if you can actually do that in person with the full moon, because the full moon is a great time for releasing. However, it is winter here in these United States, at least, and you might not find yourself able to go to a waterway. And so you can certainly do this as a visualization as well. And then intuition and wisdom. A purple or indigo candle or a silver candle would be great for this too. Carve symbols or words related to insight and understanding, or again, write them on a piece of paper. Light the candle and focus on opening your mind to receive guidance. Meditate on your questions and allow intuitive thoughts to come forward. Those are all very easy spells. You can also anoint your candle with a drop of essential oil if you want to, or even a drop of olive oil or vegetable oil. I like the anointing to just seal in your intentions once you've put them into the candle. But those are some really easy candle magic ideas for you to put along with this full moon or elsewhere. But again, the full moon is a great time for practicing magic. Okay, Kelly is tearing it up. She's talking about this full moon in Leo. And here we are. So she put together this awesome chart this week. This is the, on the left side are these week's transits and the major planets and their traditional interpretations. On the right side are some of the goddesses that align with those transits or planets. It's really interesting. I love this stuff. And I love that Kelly falls down the rabbit hole of it and explains it to us, because I am not an astrologer, and years and years ago on the Psychic Sisters, some of you guys remember the Psychic Sisters, you know, that I did clear back when it was Christy and Rhonda and I. Rhonda used to joke that she needed a book for astrologies for stupids, astrology for stupids, and I kind of feel the same way sometimes. I don't have a strong grasp. I know some things. I know enough to be dangerous probably, but that's it. But, I love that Kelly puts in the time and also has the knowledge to ask the questions that I wouldn't even think of in astrology. So I really appreciate her wisdom and knowledge in this square, because I sure don't have it. I just love that she does. So thank you, Kelly, for all your hard work. She says, when Venus enters Capricorn, things get down to business and relationships. Interesting for this week. Commitments and long-term relationships are in. Flings are out. Responsible handling of money and budgets is in. Overspending is out. Interesting. It'll be interesting to see how we line up with that this week. And then again, the full moon on Thursday. It is in Leo. And again, it's a good one for releasing and letting go. So if there's some stuff that you are sick of packing around, this is a good time to consider what it is and how you want to get out of there. Yeah. JR needs that book too. Right. Kelly, if you've ever considered writing a book, Astrology for Stupids, that's the one we're waiting on. I love it. Okay, moving on. My tip this week is a full moon oil blend. I was thinking we haven't done any essential oil work in quite a while. So lavender. Lavender is an oil that really does help you tune into your intuition and into your higher self. So it's always good in a magical blend. Frankincense. Frankincense also a very mystical oil. Frankincense is maybe my favorite essential oil. I love frankincense. Just the smell of it, just I feel like connects me to a more ancient part of myself. Cedarwood. Cedarwood is a really good oil for releasing. It's a great oil for letting go. So it's a good one for the full moon. And bergamot. Bergamot. It's probably frankincense and bergamot in a fight for my favorite. But bergamot is... this is a French citrus. It is a mood stabilizer. So it's a great one to add really to any of your work. But bergamot just, I think, helps to... You have the lavender that's taking you way up into the clouds here. You have frankincense that's going to help to ground you. Cedarwood that's going to help you let go. And bergamot to help hold you in a steady space. So this is a blend that could be worn, it could be diffused, or you could even just put it together and just smell it to help you align to the magic of the full moon. If you would rather spray it, put it in a small spray bottle with a bit of vodka or witch hazel and water, obviously. Oh, I didn't put that. I hope that went without saying. to make a linen spray or a room spray, you could do that too. The oil, the alcohol helps to keep your water from getting yucky. It also helps to immerse your the oils into the water. You will still have to shake that really well every time you use it, but that's how to do it. Because without some harder core chemicals, you'll never emulsify your oils into your water, even with some alcohol. It'll help, but it won't completely do it. And I don't know about you, but I don't want the chemicals, so. Okay. Our energy exercise from Christy this week is the Divine Spark. Over at True Crime Squad, well, we always have a lot going on, but there's a lot of hearings going on right now. A lot of cases that we've been following forever are at trial now, finally, which is awesome. But I wanted to tell you about one case because I feel like it's something that we all need to be aware of. You know, in this wild world that we're in, there are some scams going around right now. This one particularly that I think is really alarming. And while I don't know that any of you would be affected by this, you could be, or somebody that you know could be. So last month, there was a lady from, well, yeah, it was last month. A lady from Colorado murdered two of her children and tried to kill the third, but wasn't successful, and then vanished and was finally found in London. Yeah, she made it that far. She was in London. She was near where Henry Cavill lives, you know, Superman. And as it turns out, this woman has been being catfished for the last few years by someone who claimed to be Henry Cavill, and she believed that and thought that's literally who she was talking to. Her family has in the past tried to do an intervention with her, tried to help her understand that that's not who she's talking to, but she would not believe them. She was convinced that Henry was speaking with her, that they were in love, that they were going to be together. As you can imagine, she has sent this person a substantial amount of money. And at the end of the day, they told her that she needed to get her children out of the picture so that they could be together. And she did that. Terrifying. Well, it's happened again here in the US. Back east, there is an older lady who thought that she was talking to a man. I can't remember his name. He's a famous soap opera star. She's a boomer, who's been watching soap operas for probably 30 or 40 years and is madly in love with this actor. And someone chatted her up, claiming to be this person, and she believed them. She has sent them $40,000, pretty much drained she and her husband's savings. And then this person told her that she needed to get rid of the husband so that they could be together. And she poisoned her husband. Luckily, he lived, and her daughter figured out what was going on and got the authorities involved. But this is the second time just recently that we know of, and I'm sure there's more, of people being catfished by people who are willing to suggest that they kill someone. In the husband's case, I believe it was to get a hold of his life insurance that they were trying to convince her to send over life insurance once he was deceased. It's unbelievable. It's horrifying. Now, again, I don't know that this would ever happen to any of you guys, but you may have vulnerable people in your world that would actually fall for something like this. And they're falling for a lot. So it's just one of those internet scams that you need to be aware of, that people like this do exist. And it's something we got to talk about. Will the catfisher be arrested? I would imagine so, JR, if they ever find him. But I think it's very likely that they never will. These guys are very good at hiding their identities, their VPNs. I would be surprised. So I know you guys don't come to this show for true crime, but that's one that I think just needs to be shared and discussed. Because what the hell? So if you have very vulnerable family members that you think might be falling for something like this, understand how deep this goes. It's not innocent, it is terrifying. Okay, Anita brings us the goddess Brigid. She's celebrated on February 1st, which of course is coming right up on Imbolc. So, Imbolc welcomes the light in springtime. It's not the end of the summer or winter solstice, but it is the beginning of celebrating spring. I am here for it. I know I still have a few months of winter where I live, but dare to dream, right? Jamie Dawn has a brand new video, and I don't know if you noticed, but Jamie has returned to radio. So her new show is on Mondays. So watch for that. Jamie has been, here in the 1-2 world longer than me, and I've been here for 12 years. So I think she's been here around 14 years. So very excited to see her return to radio. I'm sure you guys are too. Lots of brand new meditations over at Planet Meditation. That's my meditation channel on YouTube. And so here's four new ones, but there's lots of new ones over there actually. So keep an eye on that. And that's it for Luminous this week. So I hope you found a few gems in there, some things that'll help you out. I hope that you get to celebrate the full moon in a more magical way. We need it. We deserve it, by God.
Things have been, I don't know. It's been a little rough. I don't know what to say. I think we have to seek out our joy. I think we have to seek out our fun, because the world does still feel kind of heavy, pretty heavy. And of course, this being an election year, we're probably going to see more and more of it. But we have to seek out our joy, seek out our fun. It's important. Okay, Denise said, do you see me moving to the Virginia Village house at the end of February? Denise, let's feel into it. Maybe. I'm not convinced you will. I think you may actually end up somewhere else. I wouldn't put all of my cards in that basket. There's nothing wrong with the Virginia Village house. Don't get me wrong. I feel like that situation would be just fine. I just feel like there might be some logistics that get in your way. So I wouldn't let that be the end of your search. I'd have a few more things in your back pocket, just in case. Okay, Evelyn, let's see. When am I going back to my church to sing? Legal matter is over and dismissed. How long do I have to wait to go back? Evelyn, I don't feel like it's super long. It does look like a few months, but I wouldn't say it's years. I would say by mid-spring, you're able to go back. Yeah, you're not too far from it. Okay. Hey, Laurie. Yes, JR, I can throw a link up there for the meditation channel for sure. Give me one second to pull that up. They are not guided meditations. They're all just visual and music. Okay, I put a link in both chat rooms for the meditation channel. Trish said it's a tongue twister. Trish, your name is not a tongue twister. How could that be? also said it's been a little rough. Okay, JR said, if you have time, I've changed cell phone companies many times in a year, different phones too. Is it me? Is it my energy, or do I just have bad luck with phones? I think it's twofold, JR. I feel like, yes, you're having a bit of bad luck with phones, but I also feel like you are not staying very grounded, and you're that's hard on your phones. So for you, I would recommend that you just make sure that you're doing some kind of a daily grounding activity to help you to stay centered, because I think some of it is you. But hopefully, as you work a little more on grounding and just keeping yourself centered, you're not blowing out your phone. Christy went through a period of that where she went through a billion phones. She even blew out her work phone 2 times, and her boss was like, I've never had an employee ever go through phones like this. What is happening? But she was it was a hard job. She was working in a domestic violence center and was as an empath, was just taking on a lot and wasn't very grounded. And every time she'd pick up that phone, somehow she was frying it. After they replaced 2 phones, she really worked on staying more grounded and centered. But weirdly, it does happen. Things that only like psychic and empathic people would really understand, right? For sure. So I do have more time for readings today. So if anybody else has anything that you need some help with, I would be happy to chime in on that. For once, we actually have more time than we need, which is wild because we usually are running out. Thank you for that. I do want to talk a little bit about my 12-month reading. So my 12-month reading is the reading that I do, well, usually in January. And I've done several of them, but I haven't really talked about it much or shared it much here. So I want to do that. But this is the reading that I do where I will meet together on StreamYard. I'll send you a link, and then we have a face-to-face, you know, video reading. Unless you want me to do it without you, I can do it without you too, but I kind of like them in person if we can. And I pull cards from four different decks for the whole year and share them with you so that you have a good overview of what the year is going to look like. It's cool. It's a good way to just be prepared for whatever's coming, as well as gives you some guidance on your goals and, you know, some steps moving forward and things like that. So I'll put a link in both chat rooms, but I wanted to let you know that that is live and available now in case that's something that you want to do. Good. Okay. Oh, Sid, here it is. Sid said, please check in with Patchouli, her dog. I think she's at a turning point. Is sinus draining into throat now? Breathing easier, but no appetite. Can't stand. Is there pain? Her wishes, desires, please. Okay, let's tune into her. Sid, I think she has an infection. I suspect she has an infection sometime where in her sinuses or the back of her throat or something. But it feels like an infection to me. Yeah, she's unwell. She's not feeling good at all. Very, very tired. Yeah. I would say this warrants a trip to the vet to see what they think. But she's very worn out. Yeah. Oh, babe, you have done so much for this girl. So much. And made these last few years of her life so much more happy and comfortable than she ever had before you. But yeah, she's quite unwell. So I will hold space with her and you. Okay, Trish, you may get a card. Let's pull from Nigel Hartfield's Whispers of Healing deck. Okay. All right, Trish. Sorry. Pulling cards never makes great radio. It's just quiet and kind of boring. All right. I'm going to pull a card. Two cards. I'm going to pull just as kind of a what do we need to know card, as well as an additional card to build on that. So what you need to know is unconditional love. I feel like you've got some grief kicking your ass right now. Some of it, I think, is cellular memory from where you were this year, last year at this time, and a little ways before this time. That's kind of weighing you down. It's a good reminder of how much love you have on the other side and how much love you have right here in this lifetime. But I feel like grief is bogging you down a little bit right now. So working on that and just nurturing yourself through it is really, really important. the building card on that is to receive healing. This is a really good month for you to nurture yourself. Get a reading, get a massage, go, you know, to some kind of an event if you can find one, a drumming or a sound bath or something along those lines. Do some yoga, connect with healing people. But I feel like for you, a lot of self-care and allowing yourself to be the one that is healed is really important for you right now. So I love you. I'm sending a lot of love your way, and I will hold space for you too. Pamela, let's take a look at your root. So one of the reasons that you're chronically ungrounded is because of your chronic pain. When you have chronic pain, a lot of times you don't stay fully grounded because it might, in theory, make you hurt a little more. So I feel like you are somewhat ungrounded, but again, I feel like it has a lot to do with what's going on with your physical body. I'm not going to ground you today because I feel like maybe we need to kind of weigh out how grounded you need to be. I will clear your crown, though, because I think your crown's too big. And that's probably the thing that you're noticing that's bothering you, is feeling like you can't focus and think. So I'm going to get your crown balanced and pulled down. But I don't want to mess around with your root very much. Just for that reason, I don't want to increase your pain. Okay. So I'm just pulling a lot. Your crown was just big. So I'm pulling that way down into the correct size and moving correctly too. And we'll see how that, let's see how that sits with you and how you feel. Sherry said, I would like a general reading today. Let's pull you a couple of cards too, Sherry. I'm going to do the same deck I used for Trish. Okay. Okay, the first card. I did shuffle these. You saw me. The first card is the Receive Healing card. I think that's really important for you right now because you feel kind of stuck and kind of uncomfortable in your skin to me. Like you need something to happen. Something to change, something exciting, something different. You're feeling a little bit bored and stuck. So receiving healing is important in this moment for you to be able to do some good things for yourself, for your body. Maybe do something totally different, something you've never done before. Go get a foot zone or float in a suspension tank or find one of those salt rooms, you know, or something totally different. But I feel like you need to break some things up, but receiving healing. And the other card is triggers. Being aware of what your triggers are and setting some boundaries. Sometimes triggers are people or behaviors that don't really need to happen. So you have to consider, are you going to places that aren't that great for you? Are you, potentially allowing people around you to behave in ways that serve as a trigger for you? Speak up. You don't have to do that. Tiffany said, would love insight on timing on getting a new client. I see that coming, Tiffany. I don't see it coming until March. I think you'll already be talking to people, kind of maybe getting something in place, but I don't see something solidifying until then. Okay, Sheila would love a card. So we're just asking what we need to know at this time for to help you move forward. Absolutely. Okay. The card is choice. I think, Sheila, this really has to do with the choice, choosing how you spend your time. And choosing, and I know you don't always have the choice because you're a caregiver, you're a full-time employee, you're a dog mom, you know, you have a lot on your plate. But choice, as far as how you spend your time in when we're talking about moving forward. I feel like some of it is just choosing to not worry and to just allow yourself to follow the breadcrumbs to things that you're interested in. That are speaking to you, things like that. But choice is what comes up. Tara's sister is pregnant, her sister Kelsey. She has varicose veins from the waist down, asking for energy scent or advice for her, please. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's so uncomfortable. I'm going to wrap her up in light. My gut feeling, Tara, is that she should really ask for a referral to a specialist and just make sure that she's doing all of the things. If they want her in compression or if they don't, if they want her elevated for certain hours of the day or they don't. I really feel like a specialist is called for here because this is extreme. And so if she hasn't already, I would be asking for a referral to a specialist to really check these veins out and see, look at her whole vascular system and just make sure everything else is as it should be and see what kind of extra care they want because I think she needs some. I wouldn't assume, oh, well, it's just because she's pregnant. That's a lot. That's extreme. Yeah. Okay. I might not get to everybody. I'm going to hop into the other chat for just a second. Don't want to neglect the other chat. That seems rude. Hey, Deb. Oh, thank you. Suzanne said, love the 12-month reading. I do it every year as a birthday present to myself. Yes, and happy birthday to Suzanne. Okay, Deb. Any messages for Deb today? Let's pull you a card too. I'm apparently just stuck on this deck, so here we go. I'm also going to pull a card for Joni. So Joni, you are next. I really love that Angie put these decks out into the world because just the same way that I love the way Kathleen Peterson has her book out into the world, because in their passings, we still have this piece of them that's so powerful and their work just lives on. I think it's amazing. But I love this deck from Angie. And you can still get Angela Hartfield's decks on Amazon. I think you could still get them from Blue Angel. And of course, her daughter finished her very last deck not too long ago. I don't even think I have it yet. I'll have to ask Scott if he ordered it. But at any rate, Angie's work just lives on forever in her work. But I always think about her at Christmas time because the woman was a Christmas fiend. She had Christmas trees in every single room of her house. And I always wonder at Christmas time how her girls are doing and how Duke is doing and, you know, all that stuff. Okay. So Deb, okay, the way these cards lined up, I hope you laugh. I laughed. All right. The first card was negativity. And I was immediately thinking about family members for you. Family members who can't let go of old things, who can't stop listening to nonsense, and who keep making you pay for long ago water under the bridge. The funny thing is, and this is why I laughed, the second card is commit to happiness. Commit to happiness. In other words, you drown out the haters. Don't listen to that stuff. And frankly, babe, anybody who wants to continually grab you by the ankle and drag you down, they might not be for you. You might need them in very small doses because you have changed a lot in the last 5 years. Maybe a little bit more than that. But you have people in your life that don't want you to change. They don't like, it scares them. That, you know, they don't like to see you change. And I feel like what's really happening here is that there's some fear and some jealousy in watching you be able to change and move forward. And they're punishing you. So if that's not your fault, you do not have to continue to beat yourself up. Honestly, a lot of the stuff that I feel like they drag you down about is a bunch of gaslighting bullshit anyway. It's not even things that you were responsible for. So you choose happiness. You focus on the things that bring you joy. Take some of those people in small doses, or at least recognize what their poison actually is, because it's actually not about you at all, and you don't deserve it. Okay, Joni. Career direction or whatever we pick up on. Okay. Joni, I really, really like your vibe. I think career direction has been interesting for you because I suspect that you're good at anything that you try, but you're bored and tired of most things that you've tried, and you're very over getting used and abused in the workplace because you are the employee that will stay late. You are the employee that will do the thing. You are the employee that ends up counseling everybody else, and you're worn out. The card, the card is respect. It's not a career direction, but what it is a reminder that, and I think you've actually done really good with this last few years in insisting that you have, you know, some respect in the workplace and that you don't get used the way you used to. But I think this card is a great reminder to you that you're only going to work for someone and in a place where you are shown not just adequate respect, but respect for your experience and respect for what you bring to the table. And we're only going to work for people that are like that. You have tended to, unhealthy people have been drawn to you in the past. That's not your fault. That's just, you have a very healing energy about you. And so unhealthy people are drawn to you. We're not working for dysfunction. We're not working for disloyalty. And we're not working for disrespect. I know that's not career direction, but that's a direction to look towards. So I hope that helps. You guys, we have definitely done it. We have talked down to the very end of the show. I'm sorry I didn't get to all of you. I wish I had. Oh, gosh. We have a scammer in the chat. Sorry about that. But we're going to, we got to go. So I thank you guys. I appreciate you so much for being here. Don't forget, I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. You can find me anytime over there. And if I'm not there, just put in a callback request and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. This has been yet another edition of the Katie Weaver Show here on 12 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.